Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
The amazing you, special you. I am so honored to talk to you today. Welcome to another amazing episode of From Stress to Authentic Success. We are going to dive into a topic today that is really close to my heart. And not just that, it is going to, I promise you, skyrocket your fulfillment in life. We are going to talk about the top four investments, return on investments for an abundant life. I guarantee you that if you invest in those four things, you are not just going to have financial returns, because I believe that wealth is a lot more than money, but you're going to have that soul deep abundance that you and I not just desire, but also deserve. So we're going to, I think, unveil a few secrets that you might not have thought about. And so as an intro here, I just want to say that I feel that many clever people in our society advise us to invest in things that, I will be honest, that I don't know much about. You can't be an expert in everything and know everything in life. But these people talk mostly about investments in properties, stocks, even Bitcoins, and so much more these days. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, I sometimes feel like a dumb young grandmother, because that is not how I have seen it in my life and how I have experienced it. So it's not my truth, because something inside of me always has said that they might be investing in the wrong things, because in my practice, I see it every day here, people who have the property, who have the swimming pool, who have the house in another country, who have everything that they actually thought that would give them fulfillment. But at the end of the day, I do believe that it's not just about the properties and the money. It is, the society tells us that is what life is all about. But is that the truth? It's not my truth. And the question you need to ask yourself is that truly what gives you the biggest return on investment? Because what investment do you think would truly impact your life and your fulfillment? If you would start today, here and now, spending time and energy and attention in certain things, what do you think is the biggest investment that you can do? And if you've been following for a moment already, for a few weeks, months, or even years, some of you, I think that you know by now that I have invested in my life in totally different things. And the first investment that I want to put here in the top one, I know it's going to be the top four today, but for me, the most important one is investment in your conscious self-care, meaning your physical, mental, and emotional health and well-being. And you know by now that my quote that I've been using for more than two decades now is, you are your best investment always. And I truly believe that if you decide today to invest daily in your own care for yourself on every single level, I'm really talking, I mean, you know that I have been ill, and it's about almost 25 years ago. And it wasn't until I got so ill those 25 years ago that I have realized myself how most important, essential this investment in conscious self-care actually is. And it is so easy to be overlooked by most of us, because when you do not have a healthy mind, body, and spirit, your wealth means nothing. Again, I see it every single day in my practice. What are you if you do not have your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, or your mental health? Health is to me the new wealth. And we all realized that in COVID, remember? Not so long ago, we all realized how important it is to take care of our mind, our body, and our spirit so that we can be those fulfilled human beings. But many of us have already forgotten that. And I do believe that investing in your conscious self-care is not negotiable. I do believe that it has transformed my life. But of course, I had to have a crisis before I realized it. So being so seriously ill has really transformed my life. It has changed my way of thinking, my way of being more true to myself, looking at my self-worth, my limiting beliefs, how I feel that who I can be in the world and stand in my birthright, all these things. Seriously, to make a daily practice and a lifestyle of your conscious self-care is really, really essential. And as you know, maybe you have been following me lately on Instagram. Maybe you have been reading my articles on my blog. I'm not just talking here about exercising, eating well, and drinking water. Conscious self-care is a complete, it's a lifestyle, to be honest, because I'm talking about, as I say, accepting yourself, being true to yourself, loving your body, setting boundaries to people who are not, you know, giving you the energy that you want, saying no to people, balancing your energy input and output, really starting to practice self-love and standing in that self-worth, which is your birthright. It's all about that. And you can go to my website, danielsachs.com, and get free inspirations if regarding all this amazing essential investment. And it will give you the biggest return on investment long-term. You cannot even imagine yet today. If you are going to invest in this particular part, the conscious self-care, that is when you are going to see the impact in every single area of your life. So I trust that you know by now that investing in your conscious self-care to me is such a big needs to be a big part of your life, because it is only from a full cup. Remember Oprah Winfrey? It's only from a full cup that we can be who we want to be, that we can help others, that we can be the best parent we can be, that we can be the entrepreneur who wants to change the world, the people who, you know, the leaders of this world. We cannot do that if we don't fill our own cup first. It's like in the aeroplane, when you take the oxygen mask first on yourself, they say, then to others. So I cannot stress enough here how important it is to put that first investment, you know, on top of your list. Conscious self-care, the daily practice. And if you don't know how to do it, please seek for help. As I say, go to my website, look at my Instagram account, danielsachs_. You can do so many things because that is what I'm here for. I've lived, you know my story by now. I got so seriously ill from one day to another because in the months and the years before, I didn't take enough care of myself. I was self-sacrificing myself for my family, for my friends, for my patients, for the community. But I was not taking care of myself, listening to my body, having a healthy mindset, doing that daily practice. And I cannot tell you how it has changed my life since 25 years ago, since I started to practice that daily conscious self-care. So just so that you know, after this little break, I've got some other amazing investments to share with you. I have four of them, so this was only number one, and I trust that you will be inspired to take action today. So start with that conscious self-care. If you don't know how, you can look up on my website, in my blog, in my Instagram, everywhere where I am present. The only thing I want to do is to inspire you to start investing in that ultimate return on investment thing, which is conscious self-care. And after this little break, I'll come back to you with three more such amazing ultimate top investments that you can start investing in today to actually really move forward, move toward that abundant life that you deserve. Talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to a show that is completely with me, Danielle Sachs, your host, all about investments that we can do, the most return on investments that we can do to create that abundant life, to create our own authentic success. And of course, the first investment was quite clear. It was all about conscious self-care, nurturing our who we are within, meaning our mind, our body, our spirit, really investing in our mindset, in our physical health, in our personal growth. Just that beautiful practice of consciously caring for yourself with mildness, with compassion, but with discipline and perseverance to have, you know, to have those healthy habits, routines in our lives. But I think that number two is certainly as important. The conscious self-care part, we often overlook it. We often put it aside. But the second investment that I want to talk about is not less important than the first one. I promise you that the second investment is all about your inner circle. It's all about how you elevate your life by elevating your inner circle, your tribe, by the people that you connect with. We can call it your return on investment personal network. It is a network that we need to really build those genuine connections, relationships. And I promise you that many people underestimate this because I did when I was younger. When I was younger, I always thought that I had to let everybody into my life, everybody who wanted to. And I never realized how much energy some people were really costing me. And the last couple of years, of course, through the illness that I had, I learned so much about relationships, about energy input and output. And so the last couple of years, let's say the last decade, I have surrounded myself with the people who give me energy, the people that I feel truly cared about and that they believe in me. I can feel that. They lift me up. And if they lift you up, they lift up your life. So as a highly sensitive person who was born to help, please, and save everybody else, and I still am, I have really learned in a hard lesson, as you could hear in the first part, becoming really ill, that it is important to choose who you want to help, who you want to spend time with. And I now choose my inner circle because I know that it almost determines who I become. And so I invest a lot of time, a lot of energy, even a lot of money in surrounding myself with highly successful, but deep soul-driven people that understand me, that understand my soul. They feel like soulmates, and not just in business, but certainly also in life. Because there's nothing more important than those connections, those deep connections that we can live and that we can experience. It is so beautiful. So it is maybe for you a big step to go out there and connect and decide to connect with the people that you choose. Be as a highly sensitive person, we often think that it is our obligation to connect with everyone around us. It's not. It's really, really essential for you, for your energy, for your life to elevate yourself. So you can only elevate yourself if you surround yourself with people that are there to elevate you. And so there needs to be a beautiful synergy. There needs to be a beautiful connection. And you can feel that. You can feel in your life who is there for you, wanting you to be successful, to be soul-driven, to be that sensitive person, to be yourself, your unique, beautiful potential. And so many people around us keep us small so that they don't have to grow. And I, for one, have decided, and I see it in my practice every single day, how it changes your life when you start investing in the people that mean well, the people that elevate you. Once again, I'm telling you, when you, they determine almost who you are becoming, because you spend so much time with them, so much of your energy with them. And so if they can elevate you, it is such a beautiful experience. So if I can share one more little anecdote around this, I just feel that about a decade ago, my husband and I, we often had people around the table, around the dinner table, who we could not even talk about our business. When I was going global and trying to really use my voice in the world about my message, often I couldn't even talk about it. People were looking at me very strangely. Why, you know, I wouldn't write my book in Dutch. Why would I want to do that in English? And so I had to really do an effort to find the people who supported me in this journey. And see, today, if I had not listened to my inner feeling, my inner connection, and my need, my basic need for connection, for true connection, for soul connection, then I wouldn't be who I am today. If I would have continued to give energy and always almost exhaust myself to give energy to people who didn't want me to be the person that I am, that is so depleting. That's how you get ill. So I've learned my lessons through the years. And I trust that my radio show and these shows, these episodes, these concepts, these principles, these tips, these strategies are inspiring you as well. So who around you, that is my question to you, who around you at this moment is lifting you up? Who around you in this moment is wanting you to be who you are exactly, is not keeping you in your comfort zone, is inspiring you and motivating you to take the next step, to go to the next level, to be the best version of yourself, because that's what it's all about. So I can only inspire you to invest time, energy, even money in surrounding you with the people that lift you up. Again, if that means paying for it, I have three coaches in my life. One of them is a therapist, but two others are coaches. And I promise you, it is so inspiring to, I have to pay for it, but that's absolutely fine because I can feel their love. I can feel their support and I can truly be my total self with them. And I have a few friends and I have my husband and my children and a few people around me who really support me. But I also am part of a mastermind. So it is so important to invest in that inner circle, in that group of people that you energize with. Can you understand what I'm saying? So that for me is the second most important investment that you can do. It is investing in your connection with others. It is investing in your tribe, in your inner circle. Let's call it your personal return on investment network, because that's exactly what it is. Every single day, you can tap some energy out of that network, that you give them energy and they give you the energy back, so that there is a balance, so that there is room for growth, for evolution, for emergence, for expansion. I so am really, really loving the second investment. And I really think it is important for each and every single one of us to do this. I will talk to you after this little break about the third investment that I feel is really, really worth your time and energy. Talk to you just now. Welcome back to this episode where we discuss the top four investments. To me, they are the ultimate return on investments for an abundant life, for authentic success. I'm so happy that you are here with me, because number three, the third investment, we discussed two of them already in the previous parts. Number three is one that is close to my heart, I can say. Well, it is literally and figuratively close to my heart, because it is all about being of service and significance. It discusses the ripple effect that we all have if we do acts of service, if we do the best we can to be significant, to have impact. And so I love the magic of being of service and significant. And it's all about that impact that you can make, that you and I really truly can make in this world all around us. Service and significance that you bring is, for, to me, one of the most lasting investments, because I truly believe that success will always follow. That is why my branding is called Authentic Success, because if we are authentic to ourselves, in alignment, practicing that conscious self-care, in alignment with who we are, then automatically we are going to live more and more purposeful, doing what we love, being of service, and that's how we attract the true success. That's what inner success is all about. So, of course, I am indeed an expert in self-care and authentic success, and I do love my coaching, my teaching, my mentoring, everything about it. But it is most of all the service and the significance that I feel in that daily service that I provide that makes me personally totally fulfilled. It's about the articles I write, the radio shows I make, the inspiration that I give through my inspiring insights that you can sign up on my website. I have so many things that I give for free from my heart, just to inspire, just to be of service and of significance. And it makes me truly feel fully alive. Of course, significance can also be giving money or care to your fellow human being, to an animal, shelter, to a church, anything to help and be of service to our planet. So I do believe, and I think it's Paul Martinelli who said it, I'm going to interview him shortly, one of these weeks, who says that giving is living. And I truly believe that, because living a life of service and significance is in alignment with your purpose. You live purposefully. And so the question that you can ask yourself is, how can I be of service and become or be someone bigger than myself? How will I use myself for this world? That's the question that I have been asking myself regularly. And so not long ago, I'm just going to give you a little example of how we can do it in so many ways, because not long ago, I think it was even Sunday morning in the supermarket that was open not far away from where I live here. I was in the queue to pay for my groceries. And there was a man in front of me who was counting his little money, and I could see that he had only selected a few things to be able to pay. And he had a cart as well. And so when he came, it was his turn to pay. He said, look, can I use my card? Because I only have, I think it was about 17 and a half euros in cash. But I think, you know, what I'm buying here is a little bit more. Can I use my card? And so he tried with his card, and they tried two times, three times, and the card didn't work. So the people from the supermarket were saying to him, well, why don't you skip something, you know, put something away? But as I had been in the queue, I had been watching this man really counting for himself what he needed for food. And I just couldn't bear it. And I just said to him, look, you know, what cash do you exactly need? And I will give it to you with pleasure. And he looked at me. And I asked the lady, you know, at the cashier, and I said, how much difference is there? And she said it's close to 3 euros. And of course, what is 3 euros to someone when, like me, who is doing what I love every day in service for the world? And of course, I gave those 3 euros and I said, look, you know, that's, and the man looked at me with such a look in his eyes that I will never forget. And so it doesn't always have to be lots of money and huge things. It can be the smallest act. I promise you that I felt so good that whole day of having given, had the opportunity of being of service, of giving some of my money, little money to a man. And for that person, that little money meant food, meant probably lunch and dinner. I don't know, but we often cannot imagine what a few euros, a few dollars can mean to someone else. And so it's all about giving your time, your energy, your attention, and maybe even your money to people. And so indeed, I can talk for hours about all these things, and it often touches me so deeply to hear somebody telling me a story about, I have clients who are so in service of this earth, who do such beautiful work. And so it is all about fulfilling that highest, fullest expression of ourselves. That's what it's all about, but not by self-sacrificing. Isn't it? So we can be of service. We can be of significance. Please do so. But I always say, do not sacrifice yourself in it, because that's what we often do. We try to give from an empty cup, and then we come back to the investment number one that I talked about, that conscious self-care concept, where we need to give from a full cup. So again, being of service and significance, it's making a difference. It's by doing so, you are going to attract abundance beyond measure. When I see the feeling that I had that day when I did that little act of service, that little, just a few euros that I gave from my heart to his heart, that made me feel for the whole day as if I was walking on air, you know. So it makes such a difference in our lives when we can be of service and significance. So if lately you haven't been doing this, or you haven't had the opportunity to do this, please do so. There are so many people out there, so many communities, so many charities, so many things that even nature needs us, needs our service. So as I said, being of service to this planet is one of the most beautiful investments that you can do. So I will take another little break, and then we come to part four, the last investment of those top four investments that I want to encourage you today to start investing in. Okay, I'll talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And of course, this is going to be the last part of this episode all on the ultimate return on investments that you and I can make to have that abundant life, to create that authentic success. And of course, investment number four is maybe the most underestimated one. I do believe that one of the best investments that we can make is in our children, in that next generation, nurturing and empowering the future leaders of our world, planting the seeds for them already from the moment they are on this planet. And so I remember that my husband and I, when we were in our relationship for a while, we discussed if we, you know, would create a family. And it was always our intention to build a solid relationship with our children, to be an example for them, to invest everything we had in them. And of course, you know my story and the first half of my life, I sacrificed myself even for my children. Well, since I have been seriously ill, I've done it in another way. We still invest in our children, but without sacrificing ourselves. So that is for sure one thing that I want to give you as a little note on the side. But still, the investment in our children is one of the biggest investments we can do. And you and I, I'm sure if you are a parent, and if you're not a parent, a biological parent, you can be a parent in a thousand ways. And, you know, you can be a mother or a father of someone in a thousand ways. So, but I'm of course talking to people who really want to create a family, to invest in their children, in that future generation. And we all need to know that it is important to be, first of all, the example for your children, because your children do not do what you say. Your children do what you do. They copy you. So the first investment that we talked about, the conscious self-care, is of course an important investment as well as an investment in your children. Because as I always say, the first half of my life, I sacrificed myself in my investment in my children. And that's not the purpose neither. We don't do it from self-sacrifice. We invest in our children from a full cup, from out of conscious self-care for ourselves first. Remember to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. So that's definitely something you need to keep in mind. But when we talk about investment in our children, there's a few things that I want to say here to you. Because a lot of people that I see, and certainly in this society, we think by giving them an iPhone, an iPad, by giving them the clothes they need, the bike they want, that is investing in your children. And I, for one, can say, after practicing for so many decades already and helping people to guide them from stress to authentic success, a lot of people in their adult years are sitting here in the couch or in the Zoom, wherever I meet them, wherever the place is that we have our sessions, our therapy and coaching and mentoring sessions, I can tell you now, and certainly in my hypnosis sessions, that it is so important that your child feels unconditional love. Because I see it here every day, that what people have missed in their childhood, how parents invested in the wrong things towards their children. It is all about non-judgment, no criticism. It's all about the rule of self-respect and respect of basic foundations. My husband and I, we have truly invested everything we had in our children. And as I said, in the beginning, I did it with self-sacrifice. But after that, I got so ill, I really learned my lesson and I became a much better parent because we invested in building deep relationships with them, in giving them the love, the attention, the confirmation, and the time, our presence. That's what they need, that unconditional love, building those deep connections with them, creating unforgettable souvenirs that they know that you have taken the time, that you have taken quality time with them, that you were present. I see people going bowling with their children. Last weekend, we saw that, going bowling with their children. But in between every bowling session they do, every time they do the ball, in between that, they take their phone and they are busy connecting with others on social media. We couldn't believe it. There's nothing more important than when you go bowling with your children, that you are present. When you read them a story, that you are present. When you are watching a movie with them, having a dinner at the dinner table, that you are there, that they feel worthy of your time, your attention, and your love, that they feel deeply loved and capable to give them the confirmation that is okay not to be perfect, just the way they are, that they have an incredible potential, that they are capable of anything that they want. So all those things, that is, to me, investing in your children. And it, as I said, those incredible, unforgettable souvenirs are what you can savor on for the rest of your life. I have amazing souvenirs with my parents, and that's what I remember of them. It's not the money, the presents, it's the souvenirs, it's the unforgettable moments that you spend with each other. And as I said, knowing they copy us, it is really important to see, to give your children the attention so that they have the permission to give others attention, that they know what it means to be present, to give of your quality time, etc. There's a quote that I will never forget that my youngest daughter, when I was ill, she gave that to me because that was what she learned from me. And it was, the bird sitting on the tree is not afraid of the branch breaking because its trust is in its own wings. So if we give our children the responsibility of themselves, the confidence in themselves, that they don't have to be afraid of any circumstance, any situation, because they have the capability within them. They have to trust life and the universe and their own wings to solve any problem out there. And I really think that is one of the best investments we can make. So from my heart to yours, I have been talking now about these four top investments, ultimate investments that you can do. And the first one, of course, as I said, was the conscious self-care, which is so important because by investing in your conscious self-care, you invest in your children. And now that I think about it, by investing in the second thing that we discussed, your inner circle, you invest in your children as well, because you are setting the boundaries that you don't get mixed with just anyone. Anyone that is lifting you up is worth investing your time in. Anyone that believes in you, that is motivating you, supporting you, believes in your success, in your growth, in your capabilities. So the more that we invest in our inner circle, the more that we invest as well in our children. And the third one, investing in your service and significance, meaning that you are giving your talents in the world, that you are always looking at being of service and significance, that in itself, once again, is investing in your children, because they will copy you. They will see what you do. They will do what you do. And so those four investments are really going to give you an amazing return on investment, a long-lasting return on investment. As you build a solid foundation in your mindset, in your self-care, in nurturing those connections, in investing in your giving service, it's all that thing, these things that are going to transform your life and your world, that are going to give you such a return on investment in abundance, in feeling fully alive, in being significant and having that meaningful life. And isn't that what you and I want for ourselves, for our fellow human being, for our next generation? Thank you so much for joining me, for being inspired, and for really, I trust that this episode really resonates with you and that you are choosing today to start with one of those four investments. So also share this with your tribe, because I know that this episode on its own can make a difference in anyone's life. You can also follow me on Instagram at DanielSachs_ for more inspiration, for short reels, for stories, for quotes. I'm giving them every single day because I truly believe, or go to my LinkedIn profile. It's up to you how you want to be inspired, but I'm here. Maybe I want to be in your inner circle, to motivate you, to inspire you, to lift you up, to upgrade your life, because that is what I believe that you deserve. You are worthy to stand into your birthright of authentic success. And that will always be my intention. So until next week, or until next time, keep investing in those priceless treasures. And remember, your own journey towards greatness, towards an abundant life, towards authentic success has only just begun. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.